Perhaps no invention affected American everyday life in the 20th century more than the automobile. Although the technology for the automobile existed in the 19th century, it took Henry Ford to make the useful gadget accessible to the American public.
In 1901, at Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina, the Wright brothers flew the largest glider ever flown, with a 22-foot wingspan, a weight of nearly 100 pounds, and skids for landing. However, many problems occurred. The wings did not have enough lifting power. Forward elevator was not effective in controlling the pitch. And the wing warping mechanism occasionally caused the airplane to spin out of control.
Instead of that cumbersome, hazardous steam engine, he and his blacksmith mounted a one-cylinder gasoline engine on his steam engine's running gear and set off for a nearby field to see if it worked. It did. Froelich's tractor chugged along safely at 3 miles per hour. But the real test came when Froelich and his team took their new machine out on their annual threshing tour. And it was a success there, too.